Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 87, talking about taking initiative. Gemara points out, Rav Yossi says, Moshe added a day of separation before the giving of the Torah on his own to make sure that everybody would have enough time to be ritually pure, to be ritually clean, to accept the Torah, and cites a supporting brisa. The brisa says that three times Moshe decided on something on his own, and Hashem agreed. He added one more day to the separation before the giving of the Torah. He permanently separated from his wife, and he broke the tablets with the Ten Commandments on them upon seeing the golden calf. And then the Bryce explains the reasons for each thing, is because when Hashem told him today and tomorrow, he wanted to make sure that there really was enough time. And then when he separated, because Hashem always spoke to him, he always had to be ready, he always had to be in a ritually pure state. And he broke the tablets because he realized that the people who were worshiping the calf would not be allowed to get the Torah. And Hashem agreed. We saw, as he later talked about the tablets that Moshe brought, Asher Shibarta, that you broke, which could also be read, Yeshar Kochacha, job well done that you broke them. This brings to mind, for me at least, the idea of taking initiative, of taking impetus and putting your foot forward. A lot of times, you know, Hashem guides us, Hashem has His divine providence, Hashem has His hashgacha pratis for us, but a lot of times Hashem leads it up to us to take the courses of action in life. Hashem knows what we're going to do. Hashem sets up everything for us, and of course we have the free will, especially in terms of Yirat Hashem, especially in terms of reward and punishment, in terms of doing mitzvahs or doing averos, and Hashem knows what we're going to choose, but that doesn't mean that we don't have the ability to choose. So we have to take the initiative, we have to take the impetus, we have to put our foot forward to go about different things. And when you put things in action, when you put the initiative, Hashem allow you to have a positive result. That's what it's all about. B'derech she'adam rotza leilech b'molichen oto, the path that you want to take, the path that you want to go down, Hashem is going to let you go down. Make sure it's a path of good, not a path of bad. Make sure it's a path that Hashem wants you to go down. It's a path that Hashem is happy to take you upon, and He will guide you along the way. That's why if you have an idea, we've talked about so many times on this show and all the other shows, you take it forward and you take it out and you make sure to make it happen. Just like all the shows that we do here, the Parsha, the Daf, the Pirkei Avos, and the lecture series and the OT show, Hashem put it in my mind, Hashem put it into fruition, and once we started it, Hashem lets it go about, Hashem gives ideas of what to talk about, because b'derech she'adam rotza leilech, Hashem put it in mind, I wanted to do it, Hashem gave me the ability to continue to do it and put it in my path. So take the impetus, take the imperative, take the initiative, put forth whatever your idea is, put forth what you want to do, and Hashem will lead you, Hashem will guide you along the way, Hashem will help you go in the way, and then Hashem could say to you, Yashar Kochacha, just as Moshe took the initiative, took the imperative and took the step forward in terms of these three things, especially in terms of giving that extra day for purity, in terms of separating from his own wife for his own sake, and for also breaking the tablets, and then Hashem agreed, Hashem took it and said, Yashar Kocha, so to us, when we have the idea, when we have an initiative that we want to take and we do it, oh, hopefully it'll be the right one, Hashem will lead us on the way, and then He too will say to us, Yashar Kocha. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 88 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.